الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى سنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters. يقول الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى، الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى شيخ في البخاري رياض الصالحين in the chapter of Sabr, hadith number 30 of the hadith of the book, عن صعيب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كان ملك فيما كان قبلكم. This hadith is reported on the authority of Anas ibn Malik, which is reported by Imam Muslim in his book الصحيح. And it is a long hadith, and we are going to maybe have it in a couple of sittings. He said that there was a king before your time, and he has got a magician. Magician works for him. No. So he said there was a king before your time, and he has got magician. كان ملك في من كان قبلكم وكان له ساحر. فلما كبر, when this magician became old, قال للملك, he said to the king, إني قد كبرت فابعث إلي غلاما أعلمه السحر. I am too old now, so send me a boy to teach him the magic, meaning to work for you. فبعث إليه غلاما, so the king sent him a boy. وكان في طريقه إذا سلك راهب. He sent him this boy, and when this boy was going to the magician, he met a friar. A friar is somebody who is a worshiper. So on the way between the boy's house and the magician's house, there is a house for a friar who used to worship Allah there. So he said, فقعد إليه وسمع كلامه فأعجبه. So the boy sat to this friar and listened to his speech, to his wording, and he admired with him. He liked it. He liked his speech. Why? Because it was the haqq, the truth about Allah. وكان إذا أتى الساحر مر بالراهب وقعد إليه. فإذا أتى الساحر ضربه. So he used to, every time, going from his house to the magician's house, he passed by this friar and sit with him. So he became late to the magician. When he arrives to the magician's house, the magician beats him for him being late. فشكى ذلك إلى الراهب. So the boy complained to the friar that this magician is doing this with me. So the friar told him, he gave him a plan. He said to him, فقل نعم. وقال إذا خشيت الساحر فقل حبسني أهلي وإذا خشيت أهلك فقل حبسني الساحر. He said to him, when you become late for the prayer, for the magician, and you are scared that he beats you, then what you do is to say, oh, my family helped me, so I became late. And when you pass by me on the way back to your home, and you become late for your family, you say to your family, oh, the magician held me late. He, the magician held me late. Here it is not a lie. Why? Because the meaning of it, when he tells the magician, my family held me late or made me late, that means because the piety of this child is good for his family. When this child become pious, become knowledgeable, this will be good for his family. Right? So, it's not a lie. I was there for my family because I want to learn and I benefit my family. Right, now we understand that he says that to the magician. What about when he goes back to his family and he said that the magician made me late? It means that because of the falseness of the magician, I become late learning about it, the prayer, learning about the faults of the magician. So this is not a lie. So then he said, فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ إِذْ أَتَى عَلَى دَابَّةٍ عَظِيمًا إِذْ أَتَى عَلَى دَابَّةٍ عَظِيمًا. So one day this boy met a huge animal. A huge animal on the way blocked the way of the people. People cannot move, cannot cross, because they are scared of this animal. فَرَمَاهَا فَقَتَلَهَا وَمَضَى النَّاسِ. So this boy took a stone and threw this animal. So this animal was killed. So when he came to the Yeah, he said when he took the stone, he said, Allahumma, in kana amru al-rahibi ahabba ilayka min amri al-sahiri faqtul hadhihi al-dabba hatta yamdhi an-nas. He said, oh Allah, if the prayer is more beloved to you than the magician, then let this animal die by my stone. So I need to throw the stone. Immediately that huge animal died, was killed, and people moved. So when he came to the prayer, he told him about what happened. The prayer told him, oh my son, you are today better than me, as your mother reached this level, and you got to know that you are going to be tested now, meaning by Allah. You are going to be put on trial by Allah. So if you are tested, by the king, you are going to be tested and tortured by the king. So if you are tested or questioned, don't tell them about me. The boy, Allah Ta'ala since then made him able to able to treat the blind and the leper. And treated people from all diseases. this boy. He's not a magician. Right? What happens then? فَسَمِعَ جَلِيسٌ لِلْمَلِكِ كَانَ قَدْ عَمِيَ فَأَتَاهُ. The king's sitter, one of the king's sitters, one of the king's friends or companions, was blind. And he hears about this boy and how he treats people. So he came to him. He collected presents and came to the boy. And he said to him, هَا هُنَا مَا كُلُّ مَا هُنَا لَكَ أَجْمَعْ. All what you see here is all for you. All for you. إِذَا أَنْتَ شَفَيْتَنِي. If you treat me of blindness. فَقَالَ الْغُلَامِ. So this boy said, إِنِّي لَا أَشْفِي أَحَدًا. I don't, he said to him, that I don't cure no one but Allah Ta'ala does. But Allah Ta'ala does. And then he said to him, فَإِنْ آمَنْتَ بِاللَّهِ دَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ فَشَفَاكَ. So if you believe in Allah, I will invoke for you. So Allah Ta'ala will cure you. فَآمَنَ فَشَفَاهُ اللَّهُ. فَآمَنَ بِاللَّهِ فَشَفَاهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. So that blind sitter of the king became a believer. He believed in Allah. He believed in Allah. So Allah Ta'ala cured him of blindness. So, and then, فَأَتَى الْمَلِكَ فَجَلَسَ إِلَيْهِ كَمَا كَانَ يَجْلِسُ مِنْهُ فَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ مَنْ رَدَّ عَلَيْكَ بَصَرُكَ. So this man came to the king and he sat to him like he used to sit. So the king was surprised and he asked him, How will you recover? He said, قَالَ رَبِّي مَا رَدَّ عَلَيْكَ رَسُولُ. قَالَ رَبِّي. He said, My Lord recovered me. My Lord recovered me. And then he asked him, saying, do you have a Lord other than me? And he put him in judgment and punishment severely till he spoke about the boy. He told them about the boy. That the boy is the one who treated me this. And he told them the news of the boy. So the king asked the soldiers to bring the boy. They brought the boy. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمَلِكُ أَيْ بُنَيَّا قَدْ بَلَغَ مِنْ سِحْرِكَ مَا تُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَى وَالْأَبْرَصُ وَتَفْعَلُ وَتَفْعَلُ. He said to him, Oh my Lord, oh my son, you become so good magician so that you treat people and recover them and do this and do this. The boy immediately said, إِنِّي لَا أَشْفِي أَحَدْ. I don't recover nobody. إِنَّمَا يَشْفِي اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Barely Allah Ta'ala is the one who cures and recovers. فَأَخَذَهُ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يُعَذِّبُهُ حَتَّى دَلَّ عَلَى الرَّاهِبِ. So he continuously tossed him and punished him until the boy spoke about the prayer. فَجِيءَ بِالرَّاهِبِ. So they brought the prayer. فَقِيلَ لَهُ ارْجِعْ عَنْ دِينِكَ. He was told, return back from this religion to our religion. Disbelieve in this God. But the prayer said, no, he refused. فَدَعَى بِالْمِنْشَارِ فَوَضِعَ الْمِنْشَارُ فِي مِفْرَقِ رَأْسِهِ فَشَقَّهُ حَتَّى وَقَعَ شِقَّاهُ. So when he refused to disbelieve in what he used to believe in, meaning Allah, the king commanded the soldiers to bring a saw, big saw. And the saw was brought on his head. And he was sawed in two pieces. Till each piece fall down, collapse down. And then the boy was brought and shown this thing and told, return back from your religion. Disbelieve in it. But the boy refused. So the king, فَدَفَعَهُ إِلَىٰ نَفَرٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِهِ. So the king told some of the soldiers to take the boy to a mountain, and he named the mountain. It is one of the big mountains. And he said to them, فَصْعَدُوا بِهِ الْجَبَلَ فَإِذَا بَلَغْتُمْ ذِرْوَتَهُ فَإِذَا رَيْبَهِمْ رَجَعَ عَنْ دِينِي وَإِلَّا فَطْرَحُوهُ. He told them, take him to that mountain, so and so mountain, and climb with him up to the highest top of it, highest top of it. And then ask him to disbelieve in his God. If he returned back, and if he rejected his religion, then release him. If he doesn't reject his religion, then throw him from that high mountain. So they took the boy, and they went to the mountain, climbed it to the top of it. The boy, on the way, while climbing, he said, Allahumma kfinihim bima shi'ta. He said, oh Allah, protect me from them by whatever means you wish. فَرَجَفَ بِهِمُ الْجَبَلِ فَسَقَطُوا وَجَاءَ يَمْشِي إِلَى الْمَلِكِ. So the mountain shake. So all the soldiers collapsed to the bottom and dead. Except the boy. He came walking to the king. The king was shocked. He asked him, مَا فَعَلَ أَصْحَابُكَ. What did the people I sent you with done? فَقَالَ كَفَانِيهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. He said, Allah Ta'ala protected me from them. فَدَفَعَهُ إِلَى نَفَرٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابٍ. He again gave him to some another soldiers. فَقَالَ اذْهَبُوا بِهِ فَحْمِلُوهُ فِي قُرْقُورٍ وَتَوَسَّطُوا بِهِ الْبَحْرَ فَإِنْ رَجَعَ عَنْ دِينِي وَإِلَّا فَقْذِفُوهُ. He said to them, take him in a boat and take him to the middle of the sea, and then give him the choice to be in my religion and disbelieve in that religion, or if he chooses the other one to be in that religion, then throw him. Then throw him. One second. Ayu Abdullah. Ayu Abdullah. Salaam. So he said again, Allahumma kfinihim bima shi'ta wa kayfa shi'ta. Oh Allah, protect me from them by whatever mean you wish. فانكفأت بهم السفينة فغرقوا. So the boat was turned upside down and they all died. وَجَاءَ يَمْشِي إِلَى الْمَلِكِ. Except the boy, he came walking to the king. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمَلِكِ مَا فَعَلَ أَصْحَابُكَ. فَقَالَ كَفَانِيهُمُ اللَّهُ. He asked him, what did the people I sent you with do? He said, Allah Ta'ala protect me from them. So then he said to the king, look, إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ بِقَاتِلِي حَتَّى تَفْعَلَ مَا أَمُرْكَ بِهِ. You're not going to kill me until you do what I command, what I tell you to do. If you want to kill me, you do what I tell you to do. So he said, Mahu, what is that? Tell me. Because he got now fed up with this boy. He wants to kill him anyway. قَالَ تَجْمَعِ النَّاسَ فِي صَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ. He said, you call the people, all the people of the kingdom, in one place. وتصلبني على جذع على جذع على جذع وتصلبني على جذع. And you crucify me on a on a trunk of a palm tree. ثم خذ سهما من كنانتي, and then take an arrow of my bag. ثم ضع السهم في كبد القوس, and then put the arrow into the what do you call that, the bow, and then فرمني ثم ارمني ثم قل بسم الله رب الغلام ثم ارمني, and then say in the name of Allah the Lord of this boy, and then shoot me. فإنك إذا فعلت ذلك قتلتني, as if you do that you will kill me. فجمع الناس في صعيد واحد, the king did as the boy told him, he called the people to come. وصلبه على جذع, and he crucified him on a trunk of a tree. ثم أخذ السهم من كنانته ثم وضعه في كبد, ثم وضع السهم في كبد القوس, and he got one out of the boy's bag, and he put it in the bow, and he shot the boy. He said Bismillah, as the boy taught him. فرماه في صدغه, so he shot him here in the forehead. So the boy put his hand on his forehead and died. What happened after that? The king was looking for this moment to get rid of this boy. But what happened? All those people become like that boy. They become like that boy, exactly. They all become believers of Allah. And this believed in the king. Because the king tried twice to kill the boy, could not. But when the boy told him to do these things, he killed him. فآمن الناس. قال الناس آمنا برب الغلام. They said, we believe in the Lord of the boy. فأتى الملك, فأتي الملك. Someone came to the king. فقيل له أرأيت ما كنت تحذر؟ قد والله نزل بك حذر. See what you were afraid of? By Allah it happened already. قد آمن الناس. The people believe in the Lord of the boy. فأمر بالأخدود بأفواه السكن. فخدت وأبرم في النار. And then he commanded the soldiers to dig trenches in all the ways of the people and put on fires. And then he told them, take the people to those trenches. If they disbelieve in the Lord of the boy and believe in me, meaning him, the king, as the Lord, relieve them. If they don't believe, then throw them in the fire. At that moment, a woman came with a baby, carrying a baby, breastfed baby. جاءت امرأة ومعها صبي لها فتقاعست. She hesitated to jump in. She said she was about to say what pleases the king. فقال لها الغلام, but that baby spoke. Allah Ta'ala made him to speak. Ya ummahu sbiri. Look to this. Look to the baby, what he said. What chapter are we in? Chapter of sabr, patience. What he said, Ya ummahu sbiri. Oh mom, be patient. Be patient. فَإِنَّكِ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, as you are upon the truth, upon the right way. So she accepted this advice from this baby who spoke for the first time and jumped into the fire, which was the paradise of Allah. But look to this, the baby advised his mother to be patient. So patience is very important for us in this life. Very important for us in this life. And it is very beneficial in both lives, this life and in the hereafter. That's why we have to continue being patient. Whatsoever happened to us, from what makes us sad, we have to be patient. Not to go forth for revenge. Not to go forth for revenge. Just be patient. Not to be angry. Not to be sad. As nothing will happen in this world except that Allah Ta'ala permitted to happen. And nothing going to miss you except what Allah Ta'ala did not write for you. By that we end up our session today. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Jazakumullah khair.